Listening Library presents I Think I Love You by Orion de Sombre. Read for you by Emma Galvin and Brittany Presley.
For Jack, the funniest person I know.
Chapter 1. Emma. I delete emails from school unread on principle, especially the ones they send out at the start of summer break, but I've already read this one 4 times. I scroll through it once more, my eye lingering on the phrases that made my heart jolt. NYC LA Film Festival, emerging student artists, and my personal favorite, fully funded trip to Los Angeles. The guy walking behind me huffs as I commit the cardinal New York sin, stopping in my tracks in the middle of a busy sidewalk. I ignore him, scanning the email one more time. Kate, my cousin, peers over my shoulder curiously, but I can't tear my eyes off it. I've been putzing around New York with my uncle's camera for years, but I've never shown my stuff to people who aren't related to me. This film contest is a chance for me to show it to industry professionals, people who will take my work seriously. This could be my chance to tell the gay rom-com story of my heart, the kind I've never seen on screen before, despite the hours of my life I've spent glued to the Netflix romantic comedy section, falling in love with the idea of love, even as I yearned to see myself in the stories about it. Just because the straights in Hollywood don't know how to tell my story doesn't mean it's not out there. Look at this. I tilt the phone screen so Kate can get a better look and read it one more time along with her. Dear students, we hope you are having a lovely summer break. Here is a wonderful opportunity from the NYC LA Film Festival. The festival supports emerging student artists and has opened a high school division within its student contests. The contest entry requires a 15-minute short film in a genre of your choice. The grand prize winning team will receive a scholarship to be used for tuition toward an undergraduate degree related to film and a fully funded trip to Los Angeles, where the team will attend networking events and have the option to interview for summer internships at high-profile film production companies. The winning student film will also be presented at the NYC LA Film Festival alongside the winning entries from the undergraduate and graduate student contest divisions, and winning filmmakers and their guests will be invited to the screening. We hope you will represent Messina High School with your fabulous work. Click here to find out more. Best, Jennifer Austin, Dean of Student Life. When she finishes reading, Kate smiles at me, dimples crinkling into her cheeks as her face lights up with the kind of gentle support she always gives me. That sounds so perfect for you. We have to enter this contest. I stow my phone back in my tote bag. We could make a whole short film. Not to mention the scholarship money, which I know would go a long way in convincing my parents to let me go to film school. So far, their response has been, choose a degree that has more return on investment, rather than the yes, we support your dreams unconditionally approach I've been hoping for. Plus, how many high school students get to interview for internships at actual production companies? None, if I go by the many polite emails I've gotten in response to my applications. Emails inviting me to reapply when I'm in college. If I win this competition, the summer before my junior year of high school, that will definitely help me stand out. Kate raises her eyebrows. I'm not sure how much help I'd be. I don't know anything about film. I twist my thick dark curls into a messy bun to get my hair off my sweat-soaked skin. It's only June, but the classic New York summer humidity has already thickened the air. Even my strappy floral dress isn't light enough to save me. Let's get to Georgie's, I tell Kate. We can talk about it in the AC. She nods, and we jog across the street, sidestepping an overflow of trash on the opposite corner, and pull open the door to the cafe. The sweet, sweet cold air rushes over my skin, raising goosebumps on my arms. I breathe a sigh of relief. It smells like coffee and vanilla from the candles burning along the windowsill. None of the hot garbage stench from the street has made it inside. I wave to Tom, who's already staked out our usual table in the corner. Kate wanders over to him. They hug awkwardly, Kate blushing at the contact with him. I watch them, forcing myself to ignore the twitch in my pulse. I want Kate to be happy, more than anything else. At least one of us might find love. Just not me. I've been holding out for my sweeping love story, one that's exactly like the way my parents met after they'd been anonymous hall rivals all of their freshman year of college. I want the longing, the butterflies, the staying up late at night replaying our most recent kisses, all the beautiful things they had. Instead, all I have is stress about telling my parents that I'm bisexual. That, and exactly zero suitors. At least I have a cat to get me set up for my looming spinster days. I swallow hard against the feeling and force myself to smile as I join Myra at the counter. She's wearing the gold eyeliner I got her for her birthday, which looks incredible against her dark skin, even if the matching gold necklace clashes horribly with the puke green apron her boss makes her wear. Can you believe them? I ask Myra. I don't know how much more of this mutual pining I can take before they get together already. She grimaces at me, leaning against the cash register. Welcome to Georgie's. How can I help you? She asks in a deadpan. It's only, I glance at my phone screen, 10:30. You can't be that dead inside already. Myra blinks at me, her flat expression unchanged, and I laugh. Bet you wish you'd just worked at JCPenney with me during the year so we could have the summer off together, I say. If you say I told you so one more time, I'll... Myra starts, but I hold up my phone, cutting her off. She leans over the counter to scan the email, her apron bunching at her hips. Is this for real? She asks when she finishes. Yeah, the school just sent it, I tell her. You would definitely get into that screenwriting course next summer if we won this. And if I did that, I couldn't work here anymore, she says, glaring at the coffee shop at large. In its defense, it's the cutest coffee shop in the village. Rows of little wooden tables line the white walls, and the arched windows are framed with plants. Plus, there's enough room to maneuver without crashing into someone else's cup of tea, which is more than I can say for anywhere else in the city. Okay, I'm in, Myra says. I think we should... So a nice tea for you? She adds loudly as her boss walks by. I stifle a giggle and take the drink she passes me, and then make my way over to Kate and Tom. Setting it on the table between us, I slide into the empty chair next to Kate. Where's Matt? I ask. We agreed to meet here this morning to offer Myra moral support during her shift, but now I want to get everyone on board for the movie. Tom shrugs. He should be here soon. Why? I slide my phone over so he can read the email. As he scans my screen, I round on Kate. You could do costume design, I tell her. I've always admired her work. Her focus has been on body positivity and design ever since she got serious about fashion, and her clothes always look amazing. Besides, it's a trip to L.A. Look, you can even bring a plus one. I fish through my bag for my notebook and turn to a fresh page to start scribbling down roles. At the top, I write in bold lettering, Untitled Rom-Com of My Heart. Making a rom-com that acknowledges that there are bi girls in the world feels like the perfect start to my film career. I write my name next to director, give Myra the screenwriter title, and list the rest of our squad down the page. Maybe you should wait until people agree to work on it with you before you start assigning roles, Kate says as she scans the page over my shoulder. I nudge her out of the way. You all better do it with me. Tom is already nodding. He's the biggest movie nerd in our group. Aside from me, of course. Put me down for director of photography, he says. Dimples dig into his cheeks, which are scuffed red at his insistence on shaving, even though he doesn't really need to. I need a cinematography reel for college applications. I scribble that into my notebook and look expectantly at Kate, tapping my pen next to her name. Kate fidgets in her seat. I don't know, guys. I'm working at the teen center this summer, so I'll be busy. And you were all in TV production together, and I know nothing about cameras. You don't need me. I scoff. I always need you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?